It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to B-movie breakdown, episode number 86. Yeah. This week, the body count continues.
Is that what the tagline
is? It is one of the taglines. It was on the poster, which the poster is like very plain. It's just says Friday the 13th, part 2. It's a black.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it.
I thought the roll credits was funny because it looked like an action movie.
The opening credits to all of them are like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if the first one they get like that. Uh-huh. Like, I know the glass breaks in a lot of them. It has that like thing where it goes
right
forward. Glass breaks. Which doesn't make sense for a movie theater.
Right.
TV, it makes sense,
right,
but, like, the movie theater, it doesn't. But, anyways, this is the B-Movie Breakdown. It's a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you, too, can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes at our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. Interesting thing about Stitcher, they've like tweeted out our podcast the past couple weeks. I was the first
sorry,
time.
Sorry, everybody.
the first time was like, I was like, well, this is weird. Maybe this is just like a thing, and then they saw it pop up on their thing, and they're like,
yeah.
And then it happened a second week, and I was like, oh,
okay,
all right, that's cool.
Well, I'm gonna have to like not fall asleep now and like have constructive.
So there's been like some
say
like likes to like the like a bunch of likes to the Facebook page recently, and I was like, I don't know these people and stuff. It's like,
oh shit,
oh, this is weird and interesting. And
well, then I'll step up my game a little.
Or I'll
bit
like, I'll click on their name and like creep their page real quick to be
who
like
is this?
To be like, oh, do I know? Oh no, this is just a random. That's cool, but that's it's pretty. Yeah, I was like, oh, some. I got like the tweet notification, and I'm like, Stitcher,
right?
You was retweeted your, or not even retweet. It was just like a straight up.
Like, check this out.
Yeah, so you can reach us on our website, our email bnbpodcast@gmail.com, or on Twitter @bnbpodcast, or like I said, on the Facebook. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
And this week we start our multi-month tribute to Jason Voorhees with the Friday the 13th Part 2. I put out a little mini-sode kind of explaining that, and didn't really figured not why start with the first one.
Yeah.
Everybody's talked about it a million times.
I've forgotten it, but...
And they give you a recap in this one.
Right.
They do a really lengthy recap in the beginning of the movie. And everybody knows that Jason's not the killer in the first one. It's like a thing. He's not even really in it. He's like a little boy.
Right.
It didn't really, like, he wasn't really a little boy. It was like imagination, like, probably because, like, he couldn't be a little boy because at the time he would have been, like, 26 years old.
Right, at the first one.
Yeah, so he would have been, like, a 26-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in this one, he's at least, like, I think he would have been, like, 33.
Yeah, I can't remember how long after. Well, isn't it, like...
At the time of the first movie, he would have been 33 years old, because they say he was 12 when he drowned. So 21 years, he'd be 33.
And this is the...
So this one's 5 years after the first one.
Right.
So he's, like, 38 years old.
But it says something about how that takes place 2 months after...
That's
when he died, though. Right. No, because I'm thinking about the last one, like, when he killed all the people.
He didn't kill...
Or, well, she did.
She killed him because he... Timelines
are all screwed in my head.
Well,
I got what you're saying. Because
he died 21 years before the first movie.
Right.
And so, like, his mom kills all the people... Then it's 2 months later, that's the opening scene.
That's when, got it.
And
okay,
then 5 years goes by, and then that's where this movie takes place.
Yes.
The majority of the movie. Yeah, I don't know why they decided 5 years later.
The timeline is weird, yeah.
Yeah, I don't I really don't know what they were thinking with that. And, yeah, it gives you a nice little recap in the beginning, because I'm sure, I think the plan for this movie, what I read, was that it was going to, like, how they wanted to do the Halloween movies,
mm-hmm,
like, anthology.
Yeah.
So they were just going to do, like, all these weird things that happen on, like, because of the curse of Friday the 13th.
Okay.
And then instead of doing that, they're just like, oh, let's just do, like, what about this Jason thing? Like, we kind of started this. We just briefly mentioned it, and it was, like, a one-off thing, and it could be, like, what if we, like, brought him? Maybe people wouldn't think that that would be a thing, because they saw him as a little kid, so, like, why would this happen?
Yeah.
Because it kind of doesn't make sense, and, like, I guess not knowing anything about these movies, the first time you saw this movie, you wouldn't know that Jason's the killer the whole time.
Right.
You could think it, because they lead you onto it, and obviously ends up being that way.
Yeah.
But that's why they kind of hide him for the most part. And right. I think this is the last one.
And it couldn't be his mom, because obviously her head is
Yes, her head is. And then he watched it happen.
Apparently. And all decrepit and weird in the lake, I guess. I don't know how that works.
This is what I want to know. This is one thing I've always wondered about these movies. And as much as I love the Jason Voorhees character, as absurd and insane as he gets as these go on, is, okay, at, like, 33 years old, what has he been doing for 21 years?
Just chilling in the lake with his decrepit, weird,
was he chilling in the lake, or was he, like, just hanging out in the woods?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, being raised by wolves?
Yeah. That's
like, his mom
just waiting
just
for people to come back.
His mom didn't know.
He just built a shrine. Well, he was in, where was that, like, shack or whatever he had back there? And obviously, people knew he was back there because that cop was like, don't ever go over there! And he's running through the fucking woods.
Well, they would always say that they thought they saw this, like, person running through the woods, and they all said it was Jason, but it couldn't be, because when he was 12 years old, he drowned, and there's no way it could be him, and...
Right.
That's why his mom killed everybody, because she was mad that he was dead, so, like, he didn't even bother to tell his own mom he was still alive.
Right,
then maybe she wouldn't have killed all those people.
I don't know how that works. Yeah, it's like, is he, like, a freaky ghost, or is he, like, really there, or what's going on? That's what, well, I didn't remember the first one, like, at all, and when I was watching this one, I was like, but wait, like, is he dead, or... I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just have to assume that he never did die.
No.
He never drowned. He did drown or something and, like, came back to life or something. He's just, like, a mutant...
Yeah.
...demonic, like, beast of, like, I don't know. And, like, I mean, he dies multiple times throughout this series and comes back to life.
Right.
And it's always some absurd way that he comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll get to those because they're just ridiculous, but... So, yeah, we're going to go through the second one, which is this one, 3, which is just Friday the 13th, part 3, 3D.
Oh, God.
That was during the 3D craze of the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And 4, which is called The Final Chapter.
but little did you know.
And then there's 5, A New Beginning, 6, Jason Lives, 7, New Blood, 8, Takes Manhattan. And then there's 9 would be Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, and then there's Jason X.
Jesus.
But I mean, there's also like Freddy versus Jason.
Right.
But that's like that's crossover. I mean, we could get to it eventually or something. But
I never saw Freddy. I couldn't do that.
Freddy versus Jason is actually really well done.
Really?
It is. I wish they would have made another one so bad.
That was like the night I decided to watch Alien versus Predator, and I was
that's terrible.
I mean,
those are bad.
Hate it.
The Freddy versus Jason is like, it's tastefully done because it has like that silliness of like Freddy Krueger. So like once you have that character and he went so silly and crazy and kooky, so like you get that. So it doesn't have to take itself too seriously.
Right.
So, but then you have Jason just going around, like, Freddy's inside Jason's head, and because he's, like, the dreams.
And well, what's in there, anyway? Like, he probably isn't very hard to control.
No, he's not. That's why it's so easy for him. But then, like, they figure, I don't know. It's actually, I thought it was really well done. But anyways, back to the part 2, it starts off with the flashbacks to the original one, and it's just Alice having a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Alice being the character from the first movie, the only survivor of Camp Crystal Lake, or Camp Blood.
Camp Blood.
As they refer to it over and over again. I always thought that was weird that they never... I guess that was just the nickname, so...
Yeah, well, you have to name it something freaky after all the people die at it.
Can't just
be like, what was it supposed to be in the first place? Just camp whatever, regular...
Camp Crystal Lake.
Camp Crystal Lake, yeah. But that doesn't sound massacre-y or, like, foreboding.
Yeah, so Camp Blood. And until now, everybody thought Jason was dead. Even she was just like, oh, that was just, like, he didn't really pull me in the boat. Like, that was, like, a dream I had. Like, that wasn't, like, a little boy, monstrous little boy didn't pull me into the water. Because, obviously, I survived and everything else, and the cops said there was no boy and whatever.
Right.
And, so this is 2 months after part one. Why? I don't understand why it started with that little kid stomping in the puddle singing Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I don't know. And then immediately just being followed by that guy. Yeah.
Because it was...
Yeah. That didn't make any sense.
I didn't understand.
Because at first I thought, like, that boy lives in a really creepy, like, big house. I don't understand why he's, like... Yeah, I thought that... Yeah. That didn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. Much like kind of the ending of this movie almost doesn't make much sense.
No. Oh, yeah.
The ending of this movie is... I think the movie is a really well done sequel, especially to the first one that was like a kind of a sleeper hit.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, nobody thought it was going to be big, and it was kind of like the first big slasher. Because Halloween, I think, came out right before it? The first one... the first one came out in 80. No, this is after Halloween.
Yeah, so
and
a
after
bit.
Texas Chainsaw. But I don't think they had done any sequels yet and like kind of stuff like that for Halloween. So I think they were really the slasher kind of like really took its a lot of tropes and stuff came from the Friday the 13th series,
mm-hmm.
especially that first person. And then we like we watched Sleepaway Camp and the first person thing is like who is it? Who is it?
Yeah,
who is it?
Exactly.
It's very much taken from something like this.
I feel like that kind of allows you to do some cooler shots, too, than, like, being from the point of view of the killer, because that's just not fun. You can't, like, be hiding anywhere, or... You know what I mean? Well, like, this is, like, you can... First person, you're saying, like, you're there, right?
I mean, first person from the killer's point of view. That's what this movie is are.
He would pop out of people, though. You could see him.
A couple times. Like, towards the end, yes. But, like, they showed him behind the trees. And he's, like, moving the trees, and all you see is his hand.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, in the first movie, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's like Sleepaway Camp, how that was. It's like, because they don't want to give away who is it? And then it's like, who is this lady? Oh, my God, it's the mom they talked about from the beginning thing.
Right.
And like, you know what I mean? So they kind of started it with that, but then obviously towards the end, you see him running around like a maniac with a bag on his head.
I think, yeah, like the first part where she's walking through the house, there was parts where I was like, what? Oh, I don't know where she's going in there. And like, I don't know, the way the camera would kind of catch up with her. Like, it would be over here, and then just kind of, like...
But, yeah, I guess it didn't really start with the first person, because it shows him walk through the puddles right
yeah.
after that kid did.
And so when she's walking through the house, it's kind of, like, you don't really know. It's one of those, like, it is kind of tropey now in retrospect, where you're, like, someone's gonna pop out,
yeah.
or be hiding. But I actually, I don't know, I really liked, you know, the first part was when... Because I'm always, like, within the first 5 minutes of any of these, I've kind of, like, made my judgment call. But I, like, the thrashing around in bed, like, like, that's always gonna be, like, lame.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was really, really cool, just the part where, because I was, like, legit scared, because I think she acted pretty naturally, like, when she was on the phone with her mom, and she's like, Mom, like, no, I'm fine, like, I had to come here, and I think that's how I would be on the phone with my mom, like,
yeah.
I'm, but, like, whose house, is that from the first, like, where was she at?
I just assumed she moved to an apartment.
Because that's a huge-ass house. It's like an old...
I thought it was an apartment she was
like
in.
Like a big old house from the outside.
Maybe she was in some sort of, like, place.
I don't know.
Because she went through such traumatic things.
Well, somebody probably should have been Night Watch or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, there was just a kid walking around outside, so I assumed it was, like, apartments or something.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't really... I didn't really give that much of a notice of as her surroundings. But then she opens up the fridge, and then Mrs. Voorhees' head is in there. And then I thought that kill was great. Like, he just right through the head with an ice pick.
Yeah, that was the part where I was like, oh, well, all right, jeez.
Yeah. And you still don't see a face, and you still don't see, like, not that a face would even matter, because the only time you ever saw Jason was when he was a kid, and he had that, like, burnt up, like, disgusting,
yeah,
like, moldy, weird face.
Yeah, and the first one was scary, disturbing. I remember... because, like I said, some of the franchise ones, honestly, for whatever reason, as much as I love horror movies, like Halloween and Friday the 13th, even, like, Freddy, I don't know why I never really followed them. I think it is because they were kind of daunting because there's so many of them. And by the time I was an adult, I don't know if I was, like, not allowed, and I would sneak and watch the ones that I had seen or what the story was. But, like, when I got to be an adult, I was like, well, I never even saw, like, whatever. I'm not going to watch, like, fucking 7 of these movies.
Yeah.
So I honestly, like, hadn't seen the first one, but I did remember the end of it. And when it happened again, I was like, like, flashback to, like, childhood traumatic memories of being like, no.
And it's always surprising with these movies, too, because you don't really think about it. And until I always really liked the Friday the 13th and the Nightmare on Elm Street. The Halloween ones are the first one's really that good, and the rest are, like, really terrible.
H2O.
Yeah. I mean, they all get really, really terrible. And you'll be surprised once we keep watching these, the attention to continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Because
keeping the story
you would always think, like, oh, it's Jason and up to no good again. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like because there's so many, that's what a lot of people just assume.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, here he is, and he's killing, and this is what he does. But there's actually a pretty big story arc, and it's really surprising the attention to detail, especially through, like, 5 and 4, 5 and 6, and, like, those, like, a lot of the same characters start repeating and things like that, or, like, mention things. And they do in this one, but it's like, oh, What's-Her-Face dies in the beginning, and then it's just like, here's a new
replaceable.
Yeah, here's a whole new pieces. And they do that in the Nightmare series, too. It's like, in 3, Patricia Arquette is, like, the main, like, girl in it. And then her character's in this 4th one, but then, like, she didn't come back to play the character, so they got just, like, this random girl. And then they kind of treat her like
that. Happens. It's like, replace this blonde-haired lady with this other one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we couldn't get, she didn't want to come back and do it, but we want this character, so I guess we're going to do this replacing. They don't really do that in these movies. I think, like, some characters get older, maybe, and then, like, but in this one they had the What's-Her-Face play, Adrienne King play Alice, in the beginning of the movie, even though she just dies. And, but yeah, and then when we're talking about the opening credits, too, how they just explode.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so unbelievably absurd. Like
an action movie.
It, like, comes flying at the screen.
It's, like, from the corner, almost.
Yeah, so it's, like, so it's, like, well, you can imagine, like, the 3D one, how it's, like, they really use that to their advantage.
Does it have, like, glasses?
Mine does, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the glasses look have, like, the markings, like Jason's mask.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It's not easy to watch on a high-definition TV.
Oh, that makes sense, because then it's all just, like,
it, what the way it looks
formatted
like is
what
it looks like is, like,
is it because of colors?
Yeah, I don't know. When you put the glasses on and you watch, because you can watch it in 3D or you can watch it not in 3D.
Oh, okay.
And when you put the 3D on and you put the glasses on, it looks like light's, like, shooting out from, like, everything's, like, shooting out the sides, and it's a lot of cheese 3D. It's like,
Like My Bloody Valentine style.
Yeah. So it's like somebody has a yo-yo, and then, like, somebody's got, like, or when he stabs somebody, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
course.
It's like, or he shoots like a crossbow, and it's like
prototypical.
Yeah,
scares.
They really went for the full 3D cheesetastic, which at the time was, like, it was big. Jaws, that was, the third one was 3D.
Mm, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so
I remember that from when I was little.
Even though it was in the 80s, Nightmare, Freddy's Dead has, the last, like, 15 minutes are in 3D.
Just gotta get that real dose right at the end.
Yeah, just only the last 15 minutes. And that one came with 3D glasses, too. For you to put on during the last 15 minutes.
There you go. Enjoy your... Yeah, they probably still, even back in the day, jacked up ticket prices.
And it says,
that.
Like, put your 3D glasses on.
Just interrupt the horror movie to be like, please put on
it
your glasses.
Like, a little thing shows up in the corner and it's like, put your 3D glasses on. I think the Friday the 13th, we were supposed to just wear them the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe there is something that says, like, time to put your, like, 3D glasses
like little
on.
Glasses zipple at the bottom.
Yeah.
That was, like, what was it? That Superman movie where you would, like, have to take them on and put them off periodically, and I just remember by the end being like, this is exhausting.
Yeah, there was, like, like, when they used to do it on TV, remember it was always like that? Like, Home Improvement would, like, do, like, a 3D episode.
Oh. Where would you get... I don't...
You would, like, they would, like, just
the
give
mail.
Them away, like, at, like, the store and
be
stuff.
Be sure to watch Home Improvement
like,
tonight.
Like, TGIF would do a whole that. Night of, like, 3D episodes, and they would be like, ooh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it would just be like, put your 3D glasses on now.
No. No. I never watched a TV program in 3D. Not to this day. Well, I mean, with, like, a 3D TV.
I think I watched some of those, like, Third Rock from the Sun, like, in 3D.
No, I never did. Where you get them like, yeah, but because some of them they would send like in the mail and then be like, watch this on whatever night.
Yeah, or you, like you'd be, like, would there would be a commercial like, find it at your local Blockbuster or something or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, that one was.
I wonder why 3D is just like not as exciting as I feel like people always try to make it sound or distributors or whatever. It's not. It's never as satisfying as people... Like, even 3D movies, I don't feel like... The only movie I've seen in 3D lately where I've been like, holy shit, was Gravity, because you're already feeling like you're in that...
I feel like the IMAX mindset. Definitely helps the 3D.
Oh, yeah, well, like, space, you have to have somewhere vast and big.
I just want it to be, like, how it is when you go on, like, a ride.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. It's like when you go to Universal Orlando, they got Terminator 2, The Ride, 3D.
Right.
And you just sit in the theater, but the 3D is, like, incredible.
Well, they also have shit in the chairs and stuff, too.
That one they don't. No. It's just, like, you sit in the theater, they have these, like, people act on stage, like, one's supposed to be, like, Linda Hamilton, one's supposed to be, like, Arnold, and then they, like, ride into the screen.
Oh my God.
And then it's, like, a full, like, James Cameron directed this, like, full... It's like a 10-minute movie you watch with, like, Arnold and Edward Furlong and everything. And the 3D is, like, unbelievable. So, like, when Avatar came out, I was like, oh, maybe he's doing, like, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously, at the theme park, they have, like, probably some sort of, like, different projector type of technology.
Yeah, there's some sort of difference there.
Like, even like there's like the Muppet one at Disney World, and that one's like 3D is like incredible.
How much are those tickets?
What?
I said, how much are those tickets? That's probably the whole point.
That you have to pay money
for
to get
stuff
in the park.
Like that. Yeah, well, like
you don't pay extra when you're in the park.
Well, I haven't been in one of those forever. But I'm just saying, like, if you actually made like 3D that's worth watching, that's like really cool, and you walked out, you're like, I've never seen anything. That's probably fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah,
to
that's
do that.
How you feel when you walk out of that. Like, even like there's like the Spider-Man ride. And it's, like, a roller coaster, but it's, like, inside, but it's 3D, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it looks like he's, like, on the, like, cart or whatever with you. He, like, literally looks like you could, like, grab him. Mm-hmm. That's how, like, unbelievably amazing it is.
The only movie incorporated, like, ride, a themed ride that incorporated stuff like that was, like, the Tomb Raider ride at Kings Island. It was terrifying. I pulled my neck muscle. They, like, shot fucking fire in your face and water and swung you around. It was terrifying. And I think I had, like, a... What do you call it when your brain bashes up against, like, your head? I don't remember. But I was scared that I had some sort of, like, abscess happening because it just, like, swung you around. And I thought it was going to be more of, like, I'll put on glasses and sit in whatever. And it was, like, this chair that fucking, like, ninja flew around the room.
Yeah, so, like, the 3D is never, like, it's, and obviously in that one, it's not gonna be, and nobody's
gonna... They just do it to sell tickets anymore.
Well, yeah, well, especially then, though, like, it was, like, you know, today it's, like, a normal thing that, like, the movie's in 3D, it's, like, a thing, it's just, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was, like, oh my God, it's in 3D, oh my God. You know, it's just, like, this is in 3D,
holy
I can't even
shit.
Believe it. Yeah, and, you know, you get your red and blue glasses and...
Right.
And be on your way. It's not like that at all. And anyways, this movie, the opening credits, they explode absurd. Then the music is just like, wee, wee, wee. Mm-hmm. Like it's the same guy does like the score for like all these movies. And it's like that same song.
I just feel like, weird, like zappy bug zapper noises that are just bizarre, synth sounding. The 80s were just, like, a bizarre, weird time where I feel like everything was, like, we think technology is going to be, like, beep, boop, beep, 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 and just, like, the noises and sounds of the 80s are just very strange.
And when they get, they show the town, they're, like, okay, 5 years later, and they're in Crystal Lake, like, the same town, and they run in, this is the only other character from the first one, is Crazy Ralph.
Right, the guy that's like, you're gonna die.
Yeah, the old, and that's like a staple too of like, yeah, a lot
now,
of horror.
From now then on, it's like the crazy guy who warns.
Yeah, and this is like that one that started it. It was like, don't go in there. Tell you not to go out there. And but yeah, he's the only other one from the like first one that's in this one, and then he ends up dying.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was weird. I thought I could have swore he's in like one of the other ones, but maybe there's just another crazy old man. But yeah, they go to Crystal Lake, and the first people you meet are Jeff and Sandra.
Who's the big nose, red hair?
His name's Ted.
And like,
he's a just weird,
like a nose on a neck.
He's like a hair. Really weird, nerdy looking guy.
Yeah.
It's funny because he was in, when me and Kaylee did the podcast together, he was in Just One of the Guys. He was one of the nerds.
Oh, weird.
One of the really... He's only done, like, four movies. And this is one of them, and that was one of them.
So this movie kind of, like... Because it's hard now to watch these, especially having either not watched them before or it's been so long, but not comparing them to certain things now. And I really, like, thought about Cabin in the Woods because I feel like that movie does encompass a lot of tropes and, like, stereotypes of people in horror movies.
Oh, it totally
does. Especially
goes.
With this one. But that's like, you always kind of, I thought it was funny that you always kind of root for the funny guy, and like, thought it was weird ultimately that he ended up at like the after hours bar and never really got into, right? He never really got into any kind of trouble with anything. They just sent him to the bar, and then he went to a late bar. So he never got like...
He didn't die, did he?
No, he never got in like harm's way.
He was funny. I didn't even think about that. He didn't die.
No, because he was like, is there an after hours place? And this guy's like, ha, ha. And then he just like was never.
Yeah, he never went back to the camp, and he never died.
No. And so that's why.
So she wasn't the only survivor at the end.
Right. And it made me laugh just because it is like the funny guy. Like, that is. I mean, I'm sure there's way more movies. It just reminded me of Cabin in the Woods, how they kept that stoner funny guy until like the very end, and he ended up being the last one. Sorry, everyone.
No, like, yeah, spoilers.
But he ended up being like the last one with that other girl, and I think that is something to be said for like funny. Like, I think I like horror movies because there is always that need to like have levity, and you know, somebody has to be like the funny.
Well, yeah,
or, like the cheesy thing happening.
It's like the even like in like Scream, Jamie Kennedy's character is kind of the funny.
Yeah, word. Exactly.
But he keeps living throughout. Like, they kind of like, you think he's dead, but then he's not dead. Mm. Like, he keeps like surviving.
And he's through. The one that knows everything about everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, in those, they're poking. Well, right. Being a horror movie, it's also poking fun at horror movies.
Right.
So
you show your cards, and then yeah. You comment about, you know, showing your cards, and then, you know, you're in the same situation as the thing you're making fun of. Yeah, and so, like, it was smart at the time, because I remember thinking, like, yeah, that's so true, that's funny. I'm like, I was, like, fucking 13 or whatever, I don't know how old I was when that movie came out, but, I mean, yeah, I think there is always, like, that part of you that wants, and I think horror movies do supply, like, that funny guy, or
oh, yeah.
Girl, I mean, I don't remember.
There's a character in the third one that's, like, the funny character, but he's kind of, like, funny and depressing. It's a very weird
misanthrope.
It's a very weird character. Like, oh, he's supposed to be silly, but oh, he's really sad and depressing.
Well, that, like, is, I mean, a lot of funny people are draw yes. from being very but, like, depressed.
The what it's different, and you'll see yeah, when we watch okay. it. It's very it's a frustrating character because it's just like, I thought he was supposed to be this,
and
but
he's
now
not.
He's just kind of like, I'm ugly and everybody hates me.
Oh, God. I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle that.
It's a very weird. He's like, I'm silly, but oh, I'm too silly. I'm just a goofy clown and everybody hates me.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know about that.
His name's like Sherman or.
No.
He looks like a young Jeff Ross.
Oh, God. This just keeps getting worse. It's worse now.
You'll see. When you see him, you'll be like, yep, yeah, he looks like a young Jeff Ross.
No.
He's just like, Sheldon. I think maybe his name is Sheldon.
Sheldon is, that's so funny. One of my friends just named his kid Sheldon. But I think it's like a homage to that fucking hideous show that I forget the name of on purpose because I have to block it out.
No. They didn't name their kid after Big Bang Theory.
I think maybe.
Oh, no.
I think maybe. Yeah, it's a little... I call it the Bazinga Show because I hate it so much that I've put it out of... I cannot ever legitimately
I was
remember the name of it.
Because we were talking about... Not to... We'll just get off subject real quick for a second, but we were talking about recently... There's that Go Bayside podcast, which is about Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And I was talking about with somebody. I was like, oh, what we should do is, like, a podcast about, like, another show that's been on for, like, a really long time, and it's just, like, absurdly awful and ridiculous. I was like, you know, like, Full House, maybe, or, like, Family Matters, or, you know, it'd be really funny, because a lot of people like it, so they probably would tune in thinking that you're, like, really supporting it, but you're really just gonna shit all over it, is Big Bang Theory. We should do a Big Bang Theory podcast.
I would vomit into a bag every single time. I can't, I hate, like, when I watch Roseanne, I just, like, curse Danny Glucky because I can't believe that he would do that. But it's a paycheck, I understand.
It's a lot of money.
And I mean, Jim Parsons, like, has Emmys coming out of his asshole.
Yes. So. It's a lot of money. If you're on, like, a Chuck Lorre sitcom on CBS, you're making a lot of money.
Right.
So.
It is what it is.
Because there's that other one. What's that with Anna Faris? Mom.
Oh, Mom. Yeah, yikes. Yeah. And I love her and Allison Janney, and I just can't. I've never tried to sit through it, but I just.
There's
can't.
A lot of good people on it. Kevin Pollak's on it, and I like him a lot. I enjoy his podcast and show.
But I feel like sitcoms used to be like.
There's people on there.
Sitcoms, I don't feel like as much as they are now, were ever just like pandering so much. And that's why I
it's
just
definitely
can't
he's
kind of
like the king of the sitcoms is Chuck Lorre. They're all he's got like all the big top top ones. The what is it? Two and a Half Men was his.
Sick. God no!
And
I hate
Big
all
Bang
of
Theory was his and Mom. And I think there's a fourth one out there.
The Millers. No, that's totally failed.
Maybe about. Mike and Molly might be one that he did. I don't
that
know.
That is my hair.
The last
is
one I really
out.
Liked was How I Met Your Mother. I really liked that.
I never got to watch
it. And I felt like that was a sitcom that didn't follow the typical sitcom things, and it...
Right.
And it wasn't very procedural. It was very, like, if you were a fan, it, like, they always referenced stuff, and things always came back, and stories always, like, had something to do with another thing. And
more
maybe
subjective.
Yeah, so... But, I don't even know how we got on the topic of sitcoms.
Sheldon.
Sheldon. Yeah, the guy from the third... I don't even know if that's his name. It's something like that.
Nerdy.
Yeah, nerdy. It looks like the nerd in this one. You know what was weird? I can't remember the guy's name with the slingshot.
Oh.
Scott, maybe?
No, his name is, like, Chuck. What was his name? It was something, like, gross.
But
sorry,
what was with
I work
that?
With a Chuck, so I feel bad.
Like, that first time you see him, and
he's
like...
He's, like, hiding in the woods trying to get rapey
and
on
that
girl.
And that's, like, the time where you kind of think it might be, like, a killer.
Yeah.
And it's not, but he, like, shoots the rock at her ass.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Terry.
Terry. Mm-hmm.
He shoots the rock at her ass, and then he just goes, like...
Like, holds it up, like... Yeah.
But he wasn't, like, the goofy guy.
No, he
so
was,
it was, like,
super
what is he doing?
Rapey.
And, like,
he was, like, the alpha male.
He was
weird.
Very rapey. He was very rapey.
Yeah.
That was Scott, I think.
Maybe. Because
was he the one that was, like, do you want to dance? And, like, nobody was dancing, and, like, there wasn't music even playing, and he was just, like...
I can't remember the guy in the wheelchair's name.
That was Mark.
Mark.
Maybe his name was Jeff. There was a Jeff.
I think Jeff was someone else. I don't remember, but yeah, it was something. Maybe it was Scott, but I just remember him as, like, the rapey, gross one that was trying to fuck Terry, like, the whole time.
That was Scott.
Okay. Who was Jeff?
Maybe Jeff was the guy with the slingshot. No, that was Scott.
I don't remember those people.
I don't know. Their names almost didn't even matter. Because it is, like, it goes into the trope of, like, here's the new people, and, like...
Yeah.
And this is, like, the third one... Like I said, there is attention to detail and continuity. And from this one to the next one, I think, like, the continuity in this one is really, it's the Adrian King's character, Alice, and then you get 5 years later, but they still talk about the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they still, like, there's still, like, things happening from it, like the mother and the head and, like, the thing, and, like, you have to remember this and this. And, like, in the third one, it's, like, I think it takes place only, like, an hour or two after this one.
Oh.
So it's like, he's just like, well, we'll get to it. I can't remember exactly. But, yeah, so... I just thought it was funny that they had this counseling training. I'm sure, maybe that... Is that a thing? Counseling training centers?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume they take them. I'm like, I don't know what kind of training. It'd be like, yell at kids, make kids get in line, do things. I don't know. Aren't they camp counselors? Like, I don't understand structure that
when
requires.
When Paul's giving them this, like, rundown of, like, what they're going to do at the training center camp, which, by the way, this camp, I think it happens in another one. or something where, like, they try to redo the camp again, Camp Blood, or it's just always somewhere near it. But, like, this one, I kept, for some reason, I kept thinking in my head, they were just trying to redo Camp Blood again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Camp Crystal Lake, they reopen it.
Right.
Because like, this is in the first one. The first one, Jason dies when he's 12, but then that same night, his mom kills two teenagers. Nobody never knew who it was. Two teenagers died, that's why the camp shut down. So 21 years later, these people buy this land, they're trying to start the camp up. That's when his mom's, like, not having it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So I thought that was the same thing in this one, but it's not. They're just, like, nearby camp.
Trying to, like, revive the whole...
Yeah, but this one they're not. It's just, like...
Yeah, they're not at just it.
Nearby.
But they're very close. It's, like, fucking 5 feet away because when those two...
Maybe Sandra and Jeff.
That's Jeff. Jeff is, like, the stonery...
Yeah, Sandra and Jeff, yeah.
For Sandra, I just wrote weird boobs. And then... Later on
Did
in
she
the
have
movie.
Weird boobs?
At the beginning. And then when she actually had like a bikini on, I was like, weird boobs question mark? Like, I don't know if they're weird anymore. They looked very weird at the beginning. And I was like, there was a weird bra situation. I don't know. I was very distracted by that at first. But yeah, like the two stoner people are like, let's go to camp, blood. And then they walk like fucking 5 feet away from people. Cause you can still hear other people in the water when they're walking away.
Yeah.
So they're not far from it at all.
No.
And the cop's just like, don't go over there. So you can fucking wander over into the next thing.
And when he's given that whole speech about the, you know, this don't do this, and this is what we're going to do at the camp, and whatever, he makes a joke about bears and, like, girls being on their periods.
Really? I must have, like, not.
And then the one girl, Vicky, looks at Terry and is like, huh? Yeah, you. Like, I was like, why? Why does it have to be like, yeah, you? Why
Obviously
is it like...
you're on your period, and like, we're never gonna get it in 3 months.
It was like, she was like, this one. Like,
she's
like,
always on her
period. Well, there's a couple other girls here, too. Like, how do you know that it's just Terry?
My favorite part of the thing was when he was like, now, okay, we're gonna get back to the basics, and it's like, camp things, canoeing... camp things. So it was just like the same things you would be doing at camp. I don't know. He's like, let's revive it. Now, what we're going to do to revive it is the same thing every camp ever has ever done. And I'm just like,
okay. Then they're like, and they're like, he was making them like run. Like, why did they have to do that? They weren't in camp. Like,
I don't
know. It was like a retreat. I don't know.
Well, then the guy in the wheelchair, like, I don't understand. Why is that his job? Because he can't. What is he doing? The craft part? I don't... Not to be offensive,
They
I just,
can't discriminate.
Well, that's true. But I also had a weird theory about him.
He said why he was in a wheelchair. He got in a motorcycle accident.
Right. But he kept saying he was in training. But I think he got in that motorcycle accident. I wrote a whole, like, backstory of this maybe, like, too deep.
For Mark. Wheelchair
yes,
Mark.
Yes, but he kept telling them he couldn't go to the bar because he was in training. He couldn't smoke his joint because he was in training. So I thought, well, he probably got fucked up and got in that accident. And that's why he's probably in treatment. And I don't know. That wasn't going anywhere else, but that's all.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I never thought about it that way, but it makes sense.
But then it was like, well, either that or he's just trying to stay back with that other boring girl so that he can bang her because apparently she had to check.
Oh, she was like...
still works, I
guess. She was like all about wheelchair Mark. She was just like, this is the hottest
thing. And I feel like he died the worst.
He died the best. It was the best death. It was absolutely the best death. Like, once the... Because, like, not much really happens after this. It's just like... It's like they tell the story of Jason at the fire.
The Muffin the dog was one of my favorite characters.
Because you thought Muffin died.
Well, it was just like when he first was out there and sniffing and he was just like... Meh. He made, like, a totally un-animal-esque noise. The noise that they had... The whatever noise sound file or whatever they used for that dog was like, wee! Like, it didn't make a dog noise, and it just cracked me up because it had that thing on its head, and...
Yeah. And, but, know. Back to the, like, once the murders start happening, some of them are just, like, they happen, and it's like, okay, blood, and, but... Mark's was the best!
It was awful. And I didn't see it at first.
I forgot. I rewound it because I was laughing so hard. His is the best. And I forgot about how unbelievably insane his is. He rolls out to see where Vicky went, right?
He just wants some tail, and that's why I felt more bad for... Even worse for him, because Not more bad. But wow.
Why did he roll out there to see where she was?
Because he heard a noise and he was like, is that girl to come fuck me now?
Oh, yeah. Remember how she, like, had, like, the panties in the mirror and was, like showing her panties in the mirror to herself? Like, these are the ones I'm wearing.
Well, then she had, like, a fucking sweater on.
Yeah, but it was like, why did
and
she
show... And she's like, spraying, and then spray down there.
Yeah, like... but she, like, I don't know why she showed the panties in the mirror and was like, looking at him like, these are the ones for Mark. These brown, they were like brown.
They were brown
panties.
They were like brown satin panties. I don't understand.
There was also a weird other underwear thing too with Ginny. She went in the bedroom, uh-huh. And she took her shirt off, and she's in her bra. Her pants are still on. And then she put on a robe.
I don't remember that for some reason.
And I was like, why did she put on that robe? Why did she even take her shirt off? She still has her pants on. Like, uh-huh. I didn't understand the robe. Like, and then she just walked around with her pants on.
I don't know. Whatever works.
Like, it's not like she showed her boobs and that was, like... Otherwise, I would have been like, okay, that's the point of the scene. Like,
to show boobs.
Just to show boobs. And, but it wasn't. Like, she was in her bra. I was like, all right.
I don't know.
But she's just gonna put a robe on with pants with like jeans on and like walk around with a.
Sometimes it just happens.
She just wanted to have her shirt off.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, but anyways, back to Mark. He rolls out on the front porch, which the front porch is entirely too close to a.
Why would they probably put it? How did he get in there?
A massive flight of stairs is in front of the. Like, there's the stairs that go down the porch and then like a break. Of land, and then a massive, like, set of stairs.
I just don't understand.
And Jason comes up and just machetes his fucking head.
Yeah,
not even
his
head, to the face.
Yeah.
He gets macheted in the face.
Like, when you get hit with something.
Good.
His reaction wasn't even, like...
He gets macheted into the...
No warning.
Into, the, like, right, like, eyeline face.
Yeah.
And then, since he's just, like, limp and dying, the best body... He just goes flying down the stairs, and it's clearly just a dummy with a machete in its head, like, but it's, like, so violently going, like, so they just pushed it, and they filmed what happened.
And, well, then there was that weird, like, fade-out, blackout, white-out thing that they do in this a couple times, and
when
I thought it was
somebody would
weird,
die, it would be like, ugh.
But I thought it was weird that they only really did it for him. So I don't know.
Well, what they did on him, though, was he started going down the stairs so violent. Because probably they didn't want to show when he landed because it was just clearly just going to be a dummy that just, like, hit. And it probably didn't look too good.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's just something you would do if you're, like, you're making a movie on your own. You're just going to be like, push it, film it! And just, like, just violently going down the stairs in the rain. And then they zoomed in on his head.
Yeah.
With the machete in the face. Like,
yeah. That's very weird. I was just like, oh, because I was like looking down, or maybe I was like checking my phone, and when I looked back up, he had the machete in the face. And for some reason, every time I tried to go back and check it, something else would like distract me, and I never saw the like kill shot. I would just see all of a sudden he was like, wah! And he like a bug landed on him. Only it was a fucking machete to the face.
Yeah, it was just a machete to the face.
And that other girl, what did she? She went like looking for him after that. Or something, yeah.
Yeah, because Sandra and Jeff were up in the room getting it on.
Right, everybody's just like, everyone's gone, now it's time to fuck each other.
Yeah, basically, it was like, oh, people are... Like, I don't know why it mattered that people were gone. Clearly, they could just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess some people were sharing rooms. I feel like that was, like, a thing.
Because right.
Vicky was like, well, I'm sharing a room with this. And Mark said something about he was sleeping in a tent.
You're not allowed.
I was like, making the guy in the wheelchairs.
How did he get in there? That's what I want to know. How did he get in there then? If he's sleeping in a tent and by all...
He's like... Because he goes, I don't think there's enough room in the tent. Like, he was sharing
weird.
A tent with somebody. Like, why couldn't he sleep in the house?
That's very weird.
Yeah, I don't really know. It was very weird. Another good death was the sheriff. Took a hammer to the head.
Like the
other side of the hammer.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
To the head. That was a really good one.
That freaked me out.
Yeah. And I like how they're like, we're going into town one last time. Like, it was like very, it reminded me of Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah,
like, going into town.
Yeah, like, there were parts of this that also reminded me of Wet Hot American
Summer. But I didn't understand, like, why one last time? Like, oh, after this, he was like, after this is going to be, like, very, like, to the T.
I think because they couldn't go fuck around and come back drunk if there's a bunch of kids running around at all hours of the night.
Were the kids actually going to end up coming to this camp?
I feel like.
I thought it was just a training, like, seminar thing, and that was it.
I think he was, like, trying to revive the camp, because I think.
But he wasn't trying to revive that. It wasn't Camp Blood he was trying to revive.
No, but just his own thing.
See, what I thought was, like, it was a training facility, and that. They get trained, and then they go to their own respective camps.
I don't know. I think he had
to be, like, the main counselors at their own camps.
I don't know about that. I think he had his own.
I went too far, I guess, into the...
That was a giant infrastructure of camp training.
Yeah, it was just like Paul's camp school.
Yeah, and Paul was just, I don't know. The thing I think I liked about this was everyone was very realistic, and that made me sad because I feel like anymore, the people who are tropes are tropey. They're not, like, real people. They don't have real people conversations. And, like, as silly as some of the dialogue was, it was pretty much, like, what would happen, the way you would talk to your friends.
Yeah, it wasn't very cheesy and it wasn't very hokey. It was very much,
Like, there was one part, I'm trying to think now.
But
we're talking about, like, who wants a drink or who wants a hot dog or something, and that guy's like, I'm here. And it was just, like, little things that were added.
Yeah,
the
hokiest character was probably Scott. And he would, because he was, like... There was no music playing, and, like, Terry was just sitting on the couch with her dog, and he was just like, you want to dance? And she's like, no, and he's like, fine. He took the dog and, like, turned on music and danced with the dog.
How did that dog get out there? Is that how? Or how did the dog get out into the... I just looked up one time, and the dog was in the woods.
Because she had it out with her.
And then the funny thing was, like, when the dog was out there, and she was, like, going to look for the dog, somebody was like, hot dogs! She's like, oh, fucking whatever. Okay, here I come!
Like, yeah, and then she... is out searching for her dog at night. This is when everybody's gone to town. She stays back.
I'm gonna take a walk.
She goes to look for Muffin, and this is her. I'm gonna look for my dog. Water. I guess might as well skinny dip.
Yeah, that was the funny. Yeah, that was so super, like, just a cliche.
Just,
like,
to show boobs, I
guess. Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, no woman at night late in the woods is just like, I'll just get naked and go in some cold water at
nighttime. I was looking for my dog.
Yeah, she's just very distracted. She just doesn't care about that dog. That's the bottom line of it.
Yeah. And, so... Then, Scott takes her clothes.
Yeah.
And that's when he dies.
Why were
there traps set up?
No, but he, like, very... I was wondering about that because the actor himself, like, very violently was, like, jerked quickly up and back. And it was, like, very apparent that it was something that, like... I don't know if it was a stunt or something, but it was very rough with whoever was the actor or whatever.
Yeah, I just... He's like, Paul and his stupid traps or something. I was like, why would he set traps? I just assumed that Jason set that up.
Yeah, he did. I think he thought that guy put it there for whatever reason. But, and then she's just, like, running around. She never, I'd be like, dude, seriously, give me my shirt back. For what it's worth, because it's, like, half of a shirt.
Yeah, she was wearing a half. She was wearing a half a shirt.
I don't understand what the point is.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, at first I thought, like, oh, she has a nice, like, body. She's, like, yeah, pretty fit. And then when she went skinny dipping, I was like, oh, that's very many bones.
Yes.
Like, I could count the bones.
Yeah.
But anyway, because at first, when I was watching this movie, any kind of the girls, I was like, oh, gotta work out, oh my god. But then I'd be like, weird boobs? Or, like, the 80s, there's always something with people's bodies where I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know, plays tricks. But, yeah,
Jenny was probably the most normal-looking person.
Yeah.
She's very just, like, a normal every person.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like... Like, Terry, they clearly got somebody who was, like, this, like, super skinny, like, big boob, super skinny chick, too.
She had teeny boobs.
Did she?
The other one, the hippy-dippy one with frizzy hair, had, like, weird swinging around boobs.
All right.
That's why I was kind of like, huh? Because, like, at the beginning, they were, like long and weird-looking. I don't know. They were, like, pointy. They were weird-shaped, and I was very distracted by, like, what was going on and why they looked like that. So when she had a bikini on, that's when I was like, oh, they're very, like, swingy and bouncy. So I don't know what... There's something weird happening with the actress's boobs. And then I wanted them to show her boobs when they were having sex with her. They never showed her boobs. So then I was like, what's going on with her boobs? But anyway...
Yeah, I was going to say you can wait for the next one, but she didn't survive.
Oh, yeah.
She got stabbed with a... why was that spear real?
Well, it was probably...
It was a prop for the story, the scary story.
I think that they had... I mean, like, people spear fish and stuff. They do.
They weren't spearing fish there.
I don't know. I mean, they I had don't know food. Why that would be in there.
They were going to, like, the bar to eat and
maybe
whatever.
He just did it really, like, forcefully.
Because I was like, why do they have a real spear for a
gag? I don't know how you
gag?
Get it to go through two fucking bodies and also kill them instantaneously with one spear like that. But
when he killed Vicky, because she
literally
goes,
fucking bodies.
She goes up there and sees them dead. She gets a
But
she
he's
gets,
separated from her. Like... Jeff or whatever?
Yeah.
He's, like, up against the wall.
Maybe when he pulled the thing out, they were like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. That was very weird.
Yeah. When she got killed, it was really weird, too. Vicky, when she sees the body, she was making all sorts of weird faces.
Well, that was, like, the first time he... I feel like that was the first time that you see him more, and he's actually shown, like, going after someone. They spent a lot of time with him and her. Like, he spent a lot of time with her, and that killing, that scene with her kill was, like, longer. And I thought that was weird, because she wasn't, like, a mean person.
No, she wasn't.
They
it
took
was...
longer to kill her, I felt like.
Well, she got, like, sliced, and then she, like, backed up.
Yeah.
And then, like, a no, no, and then, like, a dodge, and then, like, a stab.
Uh-huh.
It was a little bit, yeah.
She reminded me of the daughter from that Leftovers show. That was just a side note. But anyway, but yeah, I don't understand why they like spent more.
And
time
and then
with
they killed the other zoom in type of thing was when Terry died.
Wait,
she starts
oh.
running. She's like starts running away from
that guy,
the hanging body
because
his body's like slit open.
Right,
and she starts running towards the camera, and then she's like, ah.
Yeah,
and, like, you never get
to assume that that was what happened to her.
Yeah, like, she died.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an off-screen kill.
Uh-huh.
Show your boobs, but you're not going to die on screen.
Right, exactly. Whoops. Oh, well,
yeah.
You can only have some of the glory.
And, I like when they were discussing Jason at the bar, too. They're like, oh, I think he's just, like, a frightened retard.
Yeah, I remember reading that, and I was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Like, he's just a frightened retard, and...
And she was just, like, very contemplative when
she felt
said
bad
it.
For him, though. She, like, she was, like, the Jason, like, sympathizer.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, maybe he's just misunderstood, and, you know...
Well, that's why, that's what allowed her to connect with him later, so that she delayed killing him, because she was like, what if I just try to talk to him, like his mom, like a crazy person... So, I feel like they made...
Well, she was a psychologist.
Right.
Child psychologist major.
Right, so they made her character more, like, introspective to begin with. And you could tell, like, when she was running around and stuff, she was the more keen one on what was going on. Like, they showed the scenes of her stopping and being like, what the... And then when she was like, someone's in this room, like, at the end. So she was
yeah, where,
more,
where
like,
Jason's just standing in a
right,
dark room
with a giant fucking spear.
And a bag over his head.
But she was, like, the one that, you know, kind of knew what was going on more than other people.
Yeah. And then, this is where you kind of get to see, like, you see Jason, like, kill, and you don't, 'cause you never see him full on. This is why when you're finally seeing him, like... And he doesn't look as menacing in this one. He definitely gets, like, more menacing as they go on.
He looks like a scarecrow.
Especially, well, yeah, he's just, like, I mean, I guess he's just a bumpkin in the woods living in, like, you know, just, like, I have my overalls and my flannel. And he, so he just has this bag over his head.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't look, but he, you can definitely see, start to see some of his, like, because later on they definitely show, like, he is, like, has some, like, strength to him.
Yeah.
And in this one, like, he smashes that pitchfork through the door, and it just, like, explodes. He's like,
yeah.
And it just, it definitely gets, which, I mean, that, this is where, like, it differs from, like, because, like, Texas Chainsaw, it wasn't necessarily just about Leatherface, it was more, like, the family was weird. And then, like, Halloween was, like, he was slow. And it wasn't like, you know what I mean? He wasn't like just running after people and
yeah.
stuff. And this is like really like a different, this is what kind of like differs that from the, he's not like the stalkery type. He does his moments of like that.
Yeah.
But he's more just like kill,
lurching
kill,
around.
Kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
And, but I always like that, the misunderstanding of Jason. Like, oh, he's just misunderstood. I always thought that would be funny if it was just like, oh, he's just trying to, he's just really trying to make friends, but in his head, like he's like, in his head, he's just, oh, you're, want to be my friend? But in, when it's happening in real life, he's just stabbing people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because she even, she's like, he's just a misunderstood, frightened retard. That's literally, like, literally.
Yeah, that is what she said.
Exactly what she said. And then, it also has that trope of two of, like, the car won't start.
Yeah.
But they alluded to that earlier, her car broke down.
There's always that whole, like, now I feel like the car won't start thing is, like, I don't have any service.
Yeah.
And it's, like, that, somebody, I don't remember, I think I used to read this blog called 4-4, and it was this guy, Rich Jezwiak, and he wrote for, like, VH1 podcasts, or blogs and stuff, and, he put together, like, a montage of all the horror movies, or, like, thrillers that are, like, I don't have any service! And it's, like, hilarious how many there are, which is, like, appropriately, or, you know, coincidentally.
Yeah. And, like, they showed her car in the beginning. She had, like, a crap car. Uh-huh. And, like, it didn't work even when she first got to the camp.
We're just going
to
take this out to the woods on a long journey for a whole summer.
And I thought it was funny, though, when she's running after, where he's running after her. And you don't know if Paul is dead at this point.
Yeah.
You assume he might be. And she kicks him in the balls at one point, which I thought was hilarious. She's hiding behind a tree, just jumps out and, like, kicks him right in the balls.
I do remember thinking, like, oh, okay.
And then I thought it was funny, too, when he was hiding in that room, and he fell off the chair.
I didn't see. Oh,
he
yeah,
he had, like,
yeah,
the pitchfork.
Which also, I, like, at that point, I was starting to, like, kind of fast-forward a little bit, like, just watch it on, like, the one fast-forward, mm-hmm. because some parts of it, I was just like, all right, I just need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And the rat thing, and then she peed, right? She peed herself. There was pee. At some point, there was pee. Because when I was fast-forwarding on, like, one, there's just pee coming out from under the bed. And then
she did pee herself.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how he knew she was under there. And then I had to think, like, I didn't rewind it, but I was like, did she pee?
Or was that not blood from the before?
No, it was pee.
Yeah.
Definitely pee.
Yeah, because
then when she came out from under there, no pee. There was no
and
pee.
And that's when he's standing on the chair.
Yeah.
The chair breaks and he falls.
Right, yeah. And I was
I thought that was hilarious.
Right,
the chair just falls and then the pitchfork breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And
bopped that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if that was, like, some sort of, like, mistake or something. And then she runs out, she finds that shack.
Right.
And then this is where, like, the whole, like, oh, she's a child psychologist, like, thing comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, oh, I'll put the sweater on.
I didn't at first know what she was doing, and I thought, like, that's someone's head, though, that's been taken, that's not, like, a mask, that's a head. Because I was afraid she was going to, like,
put the head
on.
I thought
she was going to, like, lay there by the head and, like, try to hide. Or, like, put the head over her face. Not, like, physically pull it, but, like, put it on her face or something.
I don't know what she's doing here? And then she's just like, Jason, she just tries to, like, play with his head because he doesn't know. And he's, like, he is, like, messed up and he's special. And so, like, but then it ends up failing when he sees the head still existing.
Yeah.
And Paul tries to distract him. So it's like, oh, my God, Paul's still alive. And then she machetes him in the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
which is like, he's not going to die.
Right.
So, like, I don't know why they do that kind of thing of, like, oh, everything's all good, because it's like...
Right.
I guess you could think maybe he might die from that. I don't know.
She looks,
I mean, she got it pretty far down. It was, like, arms probably, like, hanging there a little bit or something. It was a pretty far down cut with the machete. And then they pull the mask off, and they're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And so you think they're all safe. Something comes in.
The dog.
It's Muffin the dog, who's still alive, which you assume was...
Well, she was,
killed.
Like, all poised to, like...
She's just sitting there, like, holding the pitchfork,
like, just
straight
hope for
out.
The best that he just runs right at me and he just runs into this pitchfork.
Yeah. And then she's sitting there, and then... And I could see this part definitely being pretty scary to people.
Right.
Where he just busts through the window.
And I like that it was, like, slow-mo style.
Yeah, and you get a really, like, good glimpse at him.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting, just because, like... He has, like, long hair, and his face is all messed up still, but he's got, like, longer hair, and, like, after this he
does it.
Maybe he just went and got a haircut. I don't know. I guess he could cut his own hair.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Saw it off, or...
Well, not chainsaw. He was afraid of chainsaws in this.
Ooh.
He was like, fire. Yeah. And then, but then she... this is where the ending doesn't make any sense. He busts through the window and grabs her. So it's almost, it's kind of similar to the last one where it's like she's in the boat, he jumps up out of the water as a boy, but this one makes more sense because it's like he's a man and he would be a man. And so he busts through the window, it's like super freaky, and then she wakes up and she's on the stretcher.
Isn't Paul dead?
And Paul, she's like, Paul. And then like, there's no, Paul's like, you don't, you just have don't to assume he died. Yeah. And okay. Then...
Go ahead.
Then they... It just goes to, like, a shot of the head.
Yeah, like, here it is. That's it. And then, I thought it was going to do something. I thought it was going to do something.
I guess originally it planned they were going to have it wink. Open or do, and, like, smile. Like, that's too...
Yeah, cheesy.
That's,
yeah.
Like, not... No, yeah. You can't.
I liked it better that it didn't do anything. Because I was like, oh, that might
be. But it was weird. Still, like, weird. I just didn't understand. Like,
I think that he just ultimately wanted to give his mother a hug. That's all he wanted.
He was misunderstood. And she was the only one that knew that, so he let her go. Because, yeah, I don't know why he didn't kill her. Because
he, like, jumps through the fucking window and is like, wah! But he probably, that Paul guy probably tried to defend her.
You can assume as much as that's what happened. You don't get to see what happened. Uh-huh. You can assume as much that's what happened. But, yeah, it's a very weird ending shot on the head of... And then it just cuts to black.
Yeah.
It's just like... I guess it's just like that he's still alive. He still exists. He's still alive.
Right.
And if this one does good, wait for the next one.
And I don't think that that's going to... Well, I haven't seen the next one, but I don't think that would be something that where she would be like, it was just a dream. But you never know, because she probably did pass out and stuff, but...
Yeah, so...
But, I mean, that guy's dead, so no. Someone killed him. Paul.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be like the last one. She was like, did it happen?
Yeah, you can just assume as much as that he's dead, because there's no... There's nothing. I mean, it doesn't... She's yelling for him... There's nobody saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's over here or something. It's just, like, he's nowhere to be found. He's dead.
I wonder when that funny guy ever came back there.
What happened? No, he just stayed with all the drunk old people at the bar.
They were, like, old people. That's what they were. Like, do you have an after-hours place? Or I go with all these old people? Because they were, like, in a booth, like a, I don't know, bumpkin town. With nothing happening, apparently.
But... Yeah, I mean, I enjoy this one. I enjoy a lot of these. There's one in particular I really... I like some stuff that happens in it, but it's just, like, ultimately, it's just, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy most of these. I haven't watched them in a long time. But I do... The seventh one is kind of... Six is my favorite. That's like, it's weird for, like, that far...
Yeah, that is really
far down. Four and six are probably my favorite ones. And, it's they get just he gets absurd. I mean, it happens. It's just like, what can you do with this character now that he's come back from the dead this many times,
right?
Or whatever. Well, this one, he didn't come back from the dead, so it's like, you know, so we'll see the next adventure of Jason Voorhees and Friday the 13th Part 3 3D.
Oh my gosh!
So that'll be next week's movie as we continue our journey with Jason Voorhees.
Cool.
So, 4B Movie Breakdown.
Oh, I'm Gina.
I'm Corey. And,
I don't know, stab boobs.
Yep, slice boobs.
It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's